and they would be safe in those tributaries if they were in them when the spill occurred and they did not move out into the main stem. So there will be fish that can move back into the area from those tributaries. There's obviously fish upriver from the spill that can move downriver and repopulate those areas. And the silver lining, I guess, to any of this is just the time of the year. It's a terrible situation, but if this would have been 1 month later, it would have been far worse, because mm-hmm. what most people think of as riverine fishes, they're still out in the Missouri River overwintering. They go out into the Missouri River, they find the deepest hole possible, and because it's warmer there, they overwinter there. And then as our rivers, smaller rivers, similar to the Nishnabotna River, warm up, those fish take those, feel those cues, and they begin moving upriver from there. So, you know, like our channel catfish, our flathead catfish, our blue catfish, gar, sauger, walleye, for the most part, the vast majority of those populations were still out in the Missouri River when this happened.